Speaking of products and speaking of DC, we got some more rumors here. So I'm going to find the whole list here because there was a quite. So these rumors, these are almost like in the BS meter, but it's like from the 4chan, like DC leaks or something like that. So we're going to have some fun here, but I'll hit you with the first one. And then you can, I want two things from you. Of one, do you like the rumor? And two, do you think it's true? So I'm going to start you with this one. This one to me is like the prime, like I will say that I don't know if it's true. I'll get into that, but I really want it. Right now, there's talks between, so the guy that was the director of the Lego movie, or was it Lego Batman? Chris McKay? I think it was. Anyways, yeah, who did Lego Batman. I don't know if you remember a long time ago, he was doing a Nightwing movie that kind of got scrapped.
Right.
But there is this rumor that this has kind of come back up, and this Nightwing movie would be him, it would be featuring Michael Keaton, and it would be about the Court of Owls. What do you think about this rumor?
What were the two impressions that I'm giving you for these rumors again?
So do you think it's true and do you like it?
Ooh, I like it. And I think it's true. I could see that. And I don't say that because like, oh, they're showing us a little bit of that in the game. Mm. Gotham Knights. But I think that maybe DC's going to explore that because I think that they realize, hey, we kind of not tapped out our little market, but we've kind of branched into all these things repeatedly. But Court of Owls is the one thing that we really haven't explored, and I think that's definitely got opportunity to it. So I like it, and I do think it's going to happen.
Wow. Well, you're lucky I sat back down. I had to open my window. I was like, oh, he's going to keep talking until I'm back on screen.
I thought you were just like coughing up off air or something like that.
No, I'll mute. I'll do...
Ooh, he's just howling.
But I won't. Someone's gonna use that clip. The Travis smells somewhere. He's gonna come back. Yeah, someone's gonna be there. So I'm there. I don't know if I believe it. I'm a 50-50 on believing it. Maybe like a 51 for not believing it. But I love the idea because I don't think we have a universe right now. And someone's gonna. I know people want that for the Batman. I've just never thought they're going to do Court of Owls, especially it is a younger Batman. To me, the Court of Owls is a more seasoned Batman story. And the good thing is if they make this Nightwing movie, and it's like Batgirl, right? Where it's like Nightwing's the main character, but you got Batman as a supporting character. It's great because you can use older Keaton, who has been around for years, whatever's going to happen in this universe. He's been around for decades. So he could have that epiphany of, man, I didn't like Gotham's not the way I thought it was. There's this whole thing, secretive, these people. How did I not know this? So you get the history of, and you can even use, which they're going to, I don't care, even though like J.K. Simmons score now, they're going to use like the legacy of the Batman 89 and 92 movies. So they could even say that whole time, like Max Shriek, like all these fucking weird people, like were, you know, someone else was behind them. And Christopher Walken's still alive. Fucking bring him back for Max Shriek. Let's do it. But you could have this like hidden cult going on. And I like the idea of Nightwing because I won't spoil it in case it happens. Dick Grayson has a big tie to some of the Court of Owls stuff. So you have that. And I think that would be like a good project for the both of them. You can kind of adapt that storyline. So I think it's a banger idea. If you're not going to do it with a Batman, of course, I'd like it with a Batman. I'm not opposed for the Batman. I just think it's just maybe just too unrealistic for the world unless it's like heavy adaption. But like with Court of Owls, they have blood spicing. There's like kind of like cloning going on and stuff like that. You want to be more sci-fi with it. And if you do that, you can have that with this Keaton universe, I think, you know. Mm-hmm. So I'm in a not believing it, but very close. Do I like it? I absolutely love it. So let's give you another one. Bradley Cooper is expected to play a role in Joker's sequel alongside Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga. Same thing. Do you believe it? Do you believe it and do you like it?
I heard about this one. Yeah. I like it and I honestly do very much could believe it. It's after the whole thing with was it Fault in Our Stars? Not Fault in Our Stars.
A Star is Born.
Star is Born. Fault
in
Our Stars.
Are you fucking kidding me? Are you kidding me?
You're putting it had stars in the name.
You're confusing A Star is Born for Fault in Our Stars. Get out of here.
That's a very sad movie. But yeah, so is Star
is
Born.
So is A Star is Born. It's a very sad. Have you ever seen A Star is Born?
I have. Yeah. Okay, I'm pretty sure we own it actually too.
It was a sad movie. Is Madison in the room? Did you just look at her when you asked if you owned it?
No, I looked at the door because
she's watching your every comment.
Yeah. No, it's it's definitely a likely thing, and I would definitely like to see it. Seeing Lady Gaga with Joaquin Phoenix kind of like having that dynamic would be interesting because, I mean, my only used to comparison is seeing her in that kind of dynamic with Bradley Cooper. I haven't seen the other one.
House of Gucci.
Yeah, House of Gucci. I haven't seen that yet. And Bradley Cooper wasn't in that, was he?
No.
No.
Just Adam Driver.
Just Adam Driver. And I mean, Jared Leto. So, I mean, she's already got some experience working with the Joker, I guess you could say. So, it'll be interesting to see, like, a movie like that with Bradley Cooper, like, kind of playing another character, I guess, involved. Because it would have to be, like, maybe another villain so he can attribute and work with Harley Quinn a lot. But it's a musical, so...
Would he be a villain in the sense, like, a Batman villain or, like, an antagonist towards our characters?
Oh, maybe an antagonist. Like he's already got... Yeah, he's got his foot in the door with superhero movies already. So he's definitely jiving with it as Rocket Raccoon. So, well,
and you probably don't... I don't think you maybe knew this, but you don't remember that Bradley Cooper produced Joker as well.
Oh, did he really? That makes sense with Todd Phillips. Yeah,
they had that company together.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Okay. And is Todd Phillips, he's coming back for the second one? That was the thing?
To direct,
I would bump that up to a definite 100% yes. Then,
whoa, 100%.
I'd say 100%. He might have a thing. It's kind of like the Bruce Campbell and Sam Raimi.
I'm not gonna go that far, but this is good. He's going to be the voice actor for Scarface. That's that villain puppet I've shown you in Batman before.
Oh, I was trying to think, like, so why the fuck is Scarface in this movie?
Do I like it? Yeah, sure. Bradley Cooper's great. Like, I'm not gonna say no to Bradley Cooper in anything. I actually think if it's true, I lean to it being true, but it's also, this is like a super easy rumor to throw out, right? Because it has so much believability. I'm actually gonna say no. But I'm not super confident, but just because I feel like it might be too much stunt casting now, I think the ways it would happen is either he's in it in a small role or he's in it and it's not announced. The same way, I don't know if you saw this, so I'm spoiling a little bit, but the movie's old. Robert De Niro was in American Hustle with Bradley Cooper, but they didn't advertise that, or at least it wasn't in the marketing. So I think it could be something like that. I don't think it would be another huge role. Also, I think Bradley Cooper is currently directing something. So maybe it ends and he is, you know, good to go. But usually if he's directing something, he's going to be in post-production, promoting all this stuff. I don't think he's going to have time for a massive big role. So if it's something, it's smaller. And yeah, I'm down for the reunion for both Phillips and Gaga. So we'll see. So this was a little while ago. I don't know if you remember that they were talking about J.J. Abrams. He was producing a Superman movie. Are you smiling because the bike went by? Is that what you're smiling?
No, I was just stretching my mustache.
You stretch your mustache?
Just like, just like,
All right. So anyways, a while back ago, they announced that JJ was producing a Superman movie. There's a writer called, I don't know, he's not Prince. He has a name, Ta-Nehisi Coates. He was writing the script. So apparently, and this is one that's already been mixed, so this is the fun thing, but he delivered his first draft of Superman movie in December, which had a black Clark Kent during the 1940s. Remember, we talked about this, the idea.
Yeah.
Warner Brothers has ordered rewrites, and they want the movie to be set in present day with the idea of a race-bent Clark Kent has been totally gone, discarded. Further details have been completely hidden, but apparently this is a reboot character within the DCU. Now, there's other scoopers that came out and said, I've heard the opposite, that they love the draft. So there's not much to go on here, but as far as we talked about this, so with the reboot, as far as, let's say this melded universe, it happens, right? And there's Supergirl and we're going to meet Superman. Would you believe / like that we will get a new Clark Kent that's not Cavill? Do you think that's likely, or do you think they would just bench Superman for a while? Like, where are you if that does happen? If Cavill's gone, do they bring that character back right away, or is he sitting around for a bit? That's how I'll kind of spin this rumor.
I mean, this is kind of piggybacks off what we talked about at the beginning of this show, where I think I think it's likely, depending on what happens to Black Adam, if they cut his head off, don't bring him back.
He's just an actual Superman with his head cut off. He's absolutely, like, bleeding there.
Yeah.
Black Adam's like, look what I did, and then cut the credits.
I think that that it's very likely that we won't see Henry Cavill Superman back for a while, and he'll be the missing role, and we'll just see a replacement. I do want it, but I want a little more of Cavill first. Just give us just one more movie with him or something like that, and then just have at her.
A send off, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, that's why it would have been great if they would have done the Flashpoint movie with Cavill, and you kind of done like the way it sounds like Affleck's Batman is kind of being sent off, where it's his goodbye. You could do more, but it's his goodbye. They could have at least done that with Cavill, and you feel good about it, and then move on. What is, I think, kind of a poor excuse is, if those things are true, we just talked about that Keaton thing, right? Let's say whatever. DC views this older Batman as a Michael Keaton that's entirely new. Maybe there's some connections to the old movies, but it's entirely new. You're telling me you can get a same actor that played Batman to play entirely new Batman, but you can't get the same actor who played Superman to play entirely new Superman. You couldn't just reboot Superman and be like, and we're going to use Cavill again. Now, I'm not saying you got to do the whole origin story. If you literally just did a movie, a two-hour movie about Superman having an adventure, fighting a villain, it's just Cavill, and you don't got to go back to the origin, people wouldn't bat an eyelash. They go, oh, another Superman movie. Great. You know, as long as it's not an origin story, it'd be fine. So... Mm-hmm. That's where I do, because there was a few reports a few weeks ago, which I think they put out as like a hit piece, but there still was still, I think, a deadline of Variety. The chat can tell me where they were saying some of the rumors why they might want to replace Cavill's because they feel he's getting too old for the role. The guy's like fucking, like, I don't know, just in his 40s. Like, Keaton's about to be 70. I don't buy that as an actual reason. But if it is, then this could be it. And I guess, again, I know some people would disagree with me. I would say if you're going to reboot it, then wait a little bit and just focus on Supergirl for a bit, you know, and then bring him in a couple years. But we'll see. I don't know if you you only know him from one thing. You haven't watched Uncut Gems or Good Times, so I want you to. But Cavill's 39. He's 39. He's not even 40 yet, you know. Fuck. But anyway, so – and I'll lead on this one. Matt Reeves wants Benny Safdie to play Harvey Dent in the Batman sequel. Now, Benny Safdie, you don't know, he's the director of Uncut Gems. He directed Good Times, which you need to watch both movies. Love. But he's also in a little show that you just watched, Taylor, named Obi-Wan. He was that Jedi in the first episode that was looking for Obi-Wan.
Oh, yeah.
And why you should also watch Good Times, too, is that's the one with Robert Pattinson, and he plays Robert Pattinson's brother, and he has like a mental disorder, or he's... He's disabled in one way, and Robert Pattinson is like he's stealing, like robbing things, and he has his brother along with him. It's this great, like very sad dynamic. Safdie is a very good actor. I believe this in two sense of I do think Harvey Dent's definitely in the Batman. This specific actor, for two reasons, I think actually I guess just for one reason, I'm gonna say no is I think it. Matt Reeves, when he cast Robert Pattinson, put that picture of him from Good Times, right? But I feel like maybe I'm wrong. I was going to say, would he want to put Pattinson and Benny Safdie back together again? But at the same point, you haven't seen Good Times. There's a bunch of people who haven't seen Good Times. So for a bunch of people, it'd be entirely new. And I guess you could say that he's not cast like major actors. Like Paul Dano's like a major actor. But there's just something about this I don't believe. It just seems too specific too early on, and it would not. I know people are like, oh, I fucking love this choice. I think it's a fine choice. I wouldn't be mad about it, but I think there's better choices out there. But in your little experience, Taylor, with the guy from Obi-Wan who played the Jedi, did you like that actor? Would you like to see him as Harvey Dent?
I mean, he died. He had like 4 minutes of screen time. It was as good as it could be for me to kind of like soak his acting in, I guess. I didn't really get much sustenance from him.
What about that scene in the desert when he's like, Obi-Wan, I've been missing you for so long, my friend.
I was mostly looking at Obi-Wan. Like, he sold me in the bar. He didn't say much. He just held his breath and watched the guy almost get stopped. He raised his hand, and then he, like, ran away. And then, yeah, he talked to Obi-Wan for 30 seconds, and he was hanging from the post lamp. So
I'll spin it this way as far as a true thing. Do you think Harvey Dent is in the Batman, and do you think Matt Reeves already has an actor picked, if it's this guy or not?
I think Harvey Dent is. I the fact that he's not in the first one, but chances are he's in the second one, it just makes sense to me that he would be.
And we have no DA now in the Batman?
Yeah.
So now, and do you think he'd have an actor picked right now? Like, already in his mind as he's writing the script, yes. He has got. You do? Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
I think he has an idea. I don't know if that person's like, I guess, same thing as this rumor says, wants Benny Safdie, right? So Benny Safdie could say no, or scheduling, he has to go with someone else, but he definitely has a type, so I could believe that. And I see this all the time. And Fanboy Clay's not wrong when he brings up, says, I hate the idea just because Reeves is using Two-Face and Joker again for a sequel to the Batman movie. In my perspective, I don't think Joker is going to be much in it. I think you'll get that deleted scene we got from the Batman. I think you'll actually get a scene like that in this movie, similar, and maybe a little bit more. But I don't think he'll be a main villain. And I think there's actually a chance I'd fucking love if we got a Two-Face or a Harvey Dent in this movie and he didn't become Two-Face in a movie. I think that would be great building. Like, imagine if he was just Harvey Dent in this movie and then in 3 he became Two-Face. That'd be fantastic. Like, you'd have so much built up with that character. So But at the same time, Harvey Dent as a character fits with the Batman they're doing. So I don't want to for sure say that he's not the villain yet, because it easily could be. But maybe he's the villain all the way through instead of the Dark Knight, where it's the ending portion. So I guess we'll see. Let's take another ad break and we'll break down a few more of these rumors. So we will be right back. And we're back. So we only got two more to do with these. So I'm combining these rumors because these are kind of ones that, again, this is more almost like BS me or stuff. But it said Green Arrow will play a major role in the Black Canary movie. Taya, if you don't know, they have been an item in the comic books, Black Canary and Green Arrow. So there you go. And then the other rumor was that Austin Butler was supposed to be playing him, the guy that's played Elvis recently and stuff like that. So do you think this is likely? And do you, I guess you can't say you like the idea because you don't have much experience with it, but do you think that Black Canary will introduce one, a major DC character, but just also a love interest that has that stock? Or do you think this is maybe just some easy rumors people could throw out there to get some clicks?
I think it's some easy rumors. Do I like the idea? I mean, I'm intrigued. I don't have enough experience with it. I never got into the Arrow show. I tried, and after a few episodes, just thought, fuck, I don't know what I'm in for here. This just doesn't seem for me anymore.
But after a few anymore, you watched two episodes. What happened to the show?
No, I think I did like five or six of the first season. Just, I just can't do it anymore. I wanted to. I love Robin Hood, but it just wasn't working for me with the flashbacks. I don't know what the fuck was going on with the island.
Flashbacks
shit.
Suck. Yeah, I don't like any of that. Not in season two, it's used really good. If you ever get back into it, Deathstroke is the villain, and they do.
He was in
job.
Season two.
Yeah,
and I remember looking at scenes with him, and I just was like wanting to get to it, but
yeah, and the flashbacks really worked there, but the other seasons, yeah, I didn't like that. So you think this could be a bit more of a clickbaity one, maybe?
As long as it's not all flashbacks, then I mean, I'm intrigued. So
I don't think it will be. This one's tough for me. I think I'm more, I don't know, because I still want Black Canary to have the movie, right? But is that how they sell it? Well, we also got this other big DC character coming in. I really like Green Arrow. I watched the show up until about season 5 or 6, but I like just the character of Oliver Queen in the comics enough. So I do want to happen. Those rumors of Austin Butler, that's actually a really good fan cast, or just a rumor if it's real. Like, if that's true, I'd be completely 2 thumbs up. So I'm literally a 50-50 on this. The casting, I'm less, because it's just so specific, and he's really hot right now. Like, he was just in Dune. He's just Elvis. Those are two Warner Brothers projects, so that's an easy one to throw out. Like, oh, this seems likely. But Green Arrow, it says play a major role. I don't know. It's just tough, but you never know. That is her love. That's a love interest, right? That'd be a way to introduce a character. It gives some pizzazz to that movie. So I don't know. I'm a 50-50 on it. So lastly, Margot Robbie is co-developing a movie with James Gunn and Lucky Chap Productions for a Harley Quinn solo film, which is described as a lesbian road trip between Harley Quinn and Poison Ivy in the vein of Thelma and Louise. Taylor, do you like the idea, and do you believe it?
Thelma and Louise. Let me just give this quick Google, because my Thelma and Louise knowledge is not on point. Is yours?
Thelma and Louise is like one of the most classic movies of all time.
Written, directed by Ridley Scott. I've actually never seen Thelma and Louise.
Oh my, you should one time watch them. It's a really good movie. I can't wait till we get through all the franchises and we start just retrospecting random movies. One of our patrons, if you go to the top tier, the phase 4 tier, we're the producers. Big shout out to our Patreon producers. You know, they're in there. Oh, I hit the edit button. No, I don't want that. Aaron Braden. Wow, Kirkland's a little get out of
Brad
here.
Pitt.
Oh yeah, young Brad Pitt. Aaron Marine, April Darkness, Carl Ritchie, Smalley Bakes, Joshua Wright. I gotta add your name there. But you go to that tier, Joshua Wright, if you're listening, recommend Thelma and Louise. But either way, it's just I won't spoil the whole movie because you gotta see it. But just the idea of a Harley Quinn, Poison Ivy, James Gunn led film. Do you believe it and do you want it?
I'm inclined to say I believe it, because I feel like everyone's been asking for this Poison Ivy stuff. Everybody. And what, DC's just going to be too dumb to do anything about it? I don't think so. I mean, they're dumb with a lot of things, but if the fans keep asking for it, I mean, you have to have someone on the internet seeing everyone asking for some Poison Ivy stuff. And if they don't have someone, they need to hire someone to do this job, because it's very
like the Snyder
important.
Cut.
It might save their company. Exactly, like the Snyder Cut. It just takes them fucking years and years. But I'm game for it. I think it could be a lot of fun reading like the synopsis of how the story goes. you know, killing someone, I think that fits with it. It was, you know, they're not the nicest of people, but they're definitely up to like killing people and stuff like that. I'm wondering how you would change it. If it's got like the theme of Thelma and Louise, like do you incorporate like someone's trying to like make an advance on one of these characters and then they do something, or like, are they making an advance on one of these characters? And, like,
I don't think it's not going to be the exact plot. Okay. I think it's just that idea of the road trip. I don't think they're going to remake Thelma and Louise with Harley and Ivy, you know?
Yeah.
I just think that they'd have someone chasing them, or they'd get like entwined or something like that. They wouldn't start as lovers, but go that way. And you look at the show, Harley Quinn season 3 is coming on July. Very exciting. That show, Harley Quinn and Poison Ivy are an item, right? That's happened in the comic books. It's becoming more and more out there. It's more and more in the public's eye. It's still very little, but still people are getting the idea of, okay, them as a couple. I want to believe this one. I really want, just like the Night Court of Owl movies. If I can't get the Gotham City Sirens, this is the next best step. What makes it believable is the gun thing. I could believe, because one, he's in Harley Quinn season 3. I think that him and Robbie, it's seemingly lots of reports that they got together and worked together well. And just recently, someone said, like, oh, I'd love to see more Margot Robbie's Harley Quinn on Twitter. And James Gunn was like, yeah, that'd be great. And just left at that. And it's like, why would you respond to that? Why would you say something like that? I feel like there is enough hints that they are working on something together. And I think Margot's talked about this in interviews. I'm pretty sure, if not, it's come up, but I'm pretty sure in interviews, she's talked about many times wanting to do the Poison Ivy thing. She's also a producer. So I feel like eventually she's going to have her say in things, right? And I do think the Ivy Harley movie would do better than Birds of Prey box office wise. They just got to go get a good actress there for Ivy. It sells. Road trip movie, it sells. And I think it does a good for like lots for just the brand as far as representation, showing this character. Like, we had Eternal, some people, whatnot. But if you're taking a main character like Harley Quinn, putting her in a movie and showing her in a lesbian relationship, and it's not played off as a joke or just a side thing, that's a huge thing. That's going to be a really important thing that you could do and have a good movie about that, you know, and have it about, you know, just because she was starting with men, whether she's bisexual or she's lesbian now, like a kind of outcoming of a woman and just like her life change, like lots of things you could do. So that idea is great. I like it. And I do believe this one. I believe at least that Margot and James Gunn are working on something. Now, it could fall apart and maybe it doesn't happen, but I believe there's at least plans to. And does it happen? We'll have to find out. Fanboy Clay says, I think it will be a lot for a character development of Ivy than a road trip. I feel like there's going to be a lot of chopping, a lot on the chopping block. It depends how they go. I think it all depends on the meeting. If it's Harley and Ivy have known each other for a while and we're catching up, then not so much. But if it's their meeting for the first time, yeah, it could be, because even Kathy Hahn for Birds of Prey had to cut some stuff. So the good thing is with DC and Gunn, they seem to really like him. So I think they will let him play around quite a bit. So we'll see. Who do you have as Ivy now that Gaga is off the board? We had talked about a few weeks ago. I can't remember who you picked. I think I picked Rebecca Ferguson as like my pick, even though I still think they would want to get an actress that's bigger, more of a name. But I think Rebecca Ferguson's my current pick, but she's still not the same way with Gaga. I was like, this is the perfect pick. I'll accept no one else. Of course, I'll accept her someone else. But it's like, that was perfect in my mind because that was a great actress and a great name. Rebecca Ferguson's a great actress. I don't think people know her name well enough yet. So I think there's lots of great actresses who could do it, but that's mine. Who was yours again, Taylor? Oh, right.
Yeah, there you go. You know. Kate Beckinsale.
Well, yeah, I know, but say for the listeners, God. Well, there's some DC rumors. So let's move on to the MCU. We only got one story for the MCU this week. That's very light, but it's probably because we got Thor, Love, and Thunder, a bunch of stuff happening.